Sí, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for that easiness of understanding, proposed the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. There is simultaneously oneness and difference, both can be accommodated in the Supreme. It's not one way or other. Because if some sarvam idam khalvam brahma, if we say that everything is Brahman, so everything is embedded in him. We think we take good only and bad aspect, but the bad aspect is also coming from his own source. How we see, according to our material perception, is completely different from how Lord Krishna sees this situation. So, in understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, according to the invocation of Upanishad, it's Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnada Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is perfect and complete, from whom everything that emanates is also perfect and complete. So, even after producing so many perfect and complete units, he still remains perfect, whole. Because everything is created within him. So, in spiritual science, he is the one, that personality, he is the one. That personality cannot be second. So oneness is there. But if we start from somewhere where Krishna already began, you know, then we get confusion. But if you see in the maturity of devotional service, things also became evolved, you know, after Adi Shankara's atheistic philosophy, we went into Ramanuja, where Vaishnavism is predominant, but Vaishnavism is predominantly told by Ramanuja on the basis of material creation only. Yet the spirituality is there, but the spiritual realm which has been exposed according to Srimad Bhagavatam is not there. So Vaikuntha situation is said to be the topmost.
Yes.
Right? But Srimad Bhagavatam is telling that Vaikuntha is also a creation for a different purpose than Krishna's central abode. Of, you know, where that Krishna is expanding into four, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And Sankarsana takes the charge of expanding into Vaikuntha.
But like in South India, like we normally mostly we see in even Bhagavatam, there's no mentioning of Golok.
No, there is,
but it was not exposed.
But
much.
It is not supposed to be exposed like that. Even in Vedas, even the personal aspect is not exposed. But Ishopanishad exposes it. So there is a gradual rise in understanding.
Okay.
Krishna tells the basic Vedas are filled with three modes of material nature. Arjuna, you become aloof from them. So Vedic studies and Vedic things, they will, if somebody follows systematically, and that was supposed to be in Satya Yuga, Trita and Dwapar, Kali Yuga is disqualification. People bear the name Vedi, Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. But that surname is still coming in North India, but it doesn't have any meaning. You know, it is simply a talk. So whatever Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, you know, that because Bhagavatam was created after the maturity of Vyasadeva, where he himself found the anomaly. Right? Even Adi Shankara did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam, but he interpreted, just for the sake of establishing the Vedic authority, through Bhagavad Gita. So he wrote Sharara Bhashya, an atheistic philosophy. Then he can make you God. Right? Atheism. There is no separate Krishna. That Krishna is represented as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but yet he interpreted at the cost of misguiding people. It says in Padma Purana, Mayavadam Ashat Shastram Prachanna Gud Bauddham Mayate Vihitam Devi Brahmana Rupena Kalina. I will come in Kali Yuga in the form of a Brahman. Right? So it is a very profound realization there that Adi Shankara was successful to introduce an atheistic philosophy which will be apart from, it will be not non-different than atheism or Buddhism. Right? So that is the development. But Ramanuja wanted to establish the devotional aspect, but with Sakambuddhi. With Sakambuddhi. So the devotees who have their own aspiration to have mukti in four different sectors, living Sayujya, because even the atheist, Krishna kills, they also get it. One should not strive. So the jnanis go for Sayujya, Brahma Sayujya. So that is not recommended. It is temporary. Bhagavatam decries that. But that is a state of mukti, right? But those who are sakam, in devotional service, South India, we see only Archana is the most prominent to express our desire to the Lord, and Lord fulfills, right?
Yeah, we have in like a Vishishasnama and
everything. Everything.
But when I come to ISKCON, there is no any of those things at all.
No,
so it's
but
Ramsparna.
Right, because on the conclusion the authorized devotees like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva describes the same thing. Devi, 1,000 names of Vishnu is equivalent to 3 names of Ram. But 3 names of Ram is equal to 1 name of Krishna. What is achieved by 1,000 names is achieved by single name. Right? But even though when Hare Krishna Mahamantra is sung, people interject with their constricted intelligence that they do not catch up what is Ram means. Rather, they only point to Dasarathi Ram because of they don't have proper information. But the Vedas say, who is Ram? Ramanti yogina satyanande chidatmani iti rama padenasho parabrahma abhidhiyate. Parabrahma, the supreme Brahman who has who is the reservoir of all pleasure, and the yogis seek that pleasure. That personality is called Ram.
Is there no difference between Ram and Krishna?
Ram and Krishna, it is Balaram and Krishna too. What is that if Balaram is supposed to be the first expansion? Why would Krishna tell in Bhagavad Gita, in 4th chapter, Ivam vivasvate manava proptavahanam avyayam vivasvahana manave praha manurikshva abravit ikshvaku manurikshvaku abravit evam parampara praptamimam rajashayudha sarkalena mata yoganashta parantapa. In the dynasty of sun god, Vivasvan, Manu was his son, and Manu's son was Ikshvaku, and I have spoken this, evam vivasvate praha. Praha means spoken, and it was coming down. The same knowledge that I am giving you, Arjuna, it was coming down in Ikshvaku dynasty through my teachings. So, Lord Ramchandra appeared in Ikshvaku dynasty. Not only in this millennium of Treta Yuga, but many, many times. Many, many times. So, when we pick up only that knowledgeability of Dashrathi Putra Ram, there is no difference. Then, he is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Brahma, our disciplic succession, is telling Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishka. These avatars are Kala Niyamena, means expansion of the original. So avatar and avatari are differentiated. Ramchandra is avatar, but who is the avatari then? So Brahma says, Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam. As far as seeing the potency on the Vishnu Tattva, it is like all the candles in a box. They have the same candle power, but we are concerned with which candle is lit first. Dīpārci revai dasāntara abhyatetya dīpāyati vivruta hetu samāna dharma yastāgridecha vishnu tayāhi vibhāti govindam ādi purusham tamāṁ bhajāmi. That ādi purush, who is the first, when in Ramanuja sampradāya Vishnu in one Vaikuntha planet they can talk. They are not talking of many Vaikunthas where many, many, many Vishnus are there. And there are three Vishnus are prominent who are expanding. Karanodakshayi, Garbhodakshayi, Kshirodakshayi. And Kshirodakshayi is expanding as Paramatma to the minute step. Reach out. It can sit in a Chitkan and Achitkan both. Chitkan is the soul. Achitkan is a matter, particular matter. But everything is controlled by the presence of that Paramatma feature. That one, and it is all pervading because it is everywhere. Right? Brahma specifies that too. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastha. He is within the atom as well as without the atom. When atoms are, combined together, he is that force to keep them together, and it may loosen itself, but still everything is still contained in the breath form of the origin. So when we see during the teachings of Lord Krishna and compare this situation, that the absolute truth is that yat gyatva na punar moham evam vyasyasi pandava etanya bhutanya sheshani drakshas atmanyathomani. Then Arjun, you should, when you realize this absolute truth about me, then your moh will go away, right? And what is that truth? All these manifested entities, whether dead or alive, they are all but my part and parcel. They are within me and mine. There is no purview for them to look outside besides me. So, in Krishna's eye, everything is contained within him. But and we think we are out of. So, when it is within him, then it will be possible for Purnata. When it is something outside, we think that is itself is incomplete. That can nothing exist, and that can be proven. So, when you talk of 1 plus 1 is equal to 1, 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. I don't know why the mathematicians are giving only half-cooked knowledge. If they say 1 divided by 1 is equal to 1, and 1 multiplied by 1 is equal to 1. So then, why 1 plus 1 is not equal to 1? That is our spiritual mathematics. It is. Because he is only one and he is going to remain one. So in Chatushloki Bhagavatam, Krishna tells Brahma, When you and Ishan, they were not there, I was there. And when you are still there, because you are within me, I am the only one who is there. Because you are contained within me. So the third thing, when everything will, what has been created will be annihilated, I will still remain the one. Therefore, without any doubt, you surrender to me. Right? That is Chatushloki Bhagavatam. And that has been expanded by Vyasadeva to put up that personality of Godhead who represents the Purnata of totality. So 64 excellencies, the great acharyas, they are non-different. Even Adi Shankara is telling Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
But saying that, why in people say that they read all Bhagavad Gita and everything and then still go to Vishnu to surrender and they don't go to Krishna to surrender?
Now in South India, that's what I tell you.
Yeah.
The Vaishnavism has been done because Ramanuja get the audience of Vishnu, Lakshmi Narayan in the jungle. And they were his inspiration. But now, which Vishnu are we talking? That is the question. But regardless, in Krishna Leela, in Dwarka section, you know, when Krishna was the king, Ugrasen was the king and Krishna and everybody was supporting, Mahavishnu wanted to participate. And he wants a special audience with the Lord, which he could have done. He would come and to Dwarka to simply steal the newborn baby of a Brahmin family. So Brahmin would come to complain. What kind of God are you? What kind of ruler are you? Why a child dies before his father? There must be discrepancy in the leaders. Otherwise this would not have happened. So Krishna would pacify. The Brahmin would try next year, but with the same result. In this way, several children passed away. But one time, Arjuna was there in Dwarka, came to see his friend. And Brahmin came with that same complaint that the whole world is going to go berserk because of such people cannot protect the progeny. They simply keep their name as God, but actually they are not. They are not powerful. Death is so powerful, So Arjuna said, "Who the hell are you? What are you talking? Come on." He challenged him. He said, "Oh, you are Arjuna. How come you are so much agitated?" But it's a fact. I have been coming every year and asking them, and they can't answer me properly. Arjuna was becoming agitated on seeing the insult and demeaning Lord Krishna, this Brahmana. He has, "What nerve do you have?" So, when Arjuna was thus challenged, "I will protect, do you know who am I? I will protect your child." And Brahman said, "If you do not protect my child, then what?" He said, "I will enter into burning fire." So, Brahman went, he came again. "Where is that rascal Arjuna? He did not protect. My child is dead." Oh no. The world is not going to last long. It's simply coming to an end. They can't protect anybody. So Arjuna was there and he was preparing to enter the fire. That was his promise. So Krishna came, "Hey Arjuna, wait. Can you wait? Let's take one opportunity. I'll take you somewhere. So Brahman said, okay, try your luck, but come back and report. So Krishna took Arjuna and celestial girl took off. They went throughout the universe to search for. They went beyond the Virja and they were coming to all the Vaikuntha planets. Arjuna saw as if he was on a tour, you know, everything. But then they came to the abode of Mahavishnu. Not Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, not Sri Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, which are called Sweta Divita. Mahavishnu, the Karnadakshaya Vishnu. And they entered in the opulent place. And Mahavishnu was there in his yoganism. He got up immediately and came in front of Krishna. I knew you were going to come. So Arjuna says, is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Then why Mahavishnu is telling that he knew that Krishna is coming? It must be, Mahavishnu must be greater than Krishna. Alright? Then, I know why you have come, you know? So Krishna says, Mahavishnu, you are great, very great, but how come you were hiding from me? You came all the way to Dwarka as many times the children came and picked up and brought you here. You think I was going to give you up? So I just started, oh my God. Krishna knew that Mahavishnu is coming to steal the children of this Brahma. Krishna must be great. And then says, please be my guest, my dear Lord. My dear Lord, Mahavishnu is asking Krishna that I wanted a special mercy. Mahavishnu is telling Krishna, I wanted a special mercy that I'm your expansion. And I cannot go beyond your jurisdiction. But you did show and fulfill my desire. Arjuna said, wow, my dear Lord, you are the great. But then how come you want to, how come you could not answer the Brahman? No, he was simply showing something of impatient nature. Brahmanas, you know, now in Kali Yuga are going to be corrupt, you know. But he was also a my devotee. So naturally, I'm obliged to at least fulfill his desire also. So Arjuna said, oh wow, the whole creation is thus coming and Krishna is the Supreme Lord and even Mahavishnu is his expansion, non-different. But Krishna can simultaneously fulfill the desires of everyone in one single episode. Right? So Arjuna got the first-hand glimpse of Mahavishnu. They brought the children back and gave the Brahma. So everything was resolved. But we see why Krishna has to do all this. Because everybody is not going to accept on Krishna as he is, the way he is telling. They will require a lot of purification, to understand, to the same nature as Krishna is in Vishuddha Sattva. So one has to, you know, Vishuddha Sattva. So Vishuddha Sattva is Lord Krishna's abode. Vaikuntha is not on the Vishuddha Sattva level. In that sense, Lord Vishnu is Vishuddha Sattva, but Vaikuntha is facilitating the desires of devotees. In Goloka Vrindavan, the desire of the devotee is not there. Desire of Krishna is predominant. Lord Vishnu will give you opulence, Vishnu will give you sarupya muktis, mithya and salokya, all four muktis will be there. And therefore, the sakam devotees go to Vaikuntha. Sakam devotees go to Vaikuntha. They become nishkam in the material world, but they cannot, they have to aspire for something of transcendental nature. So, the realm of nishkam bhakti, where only desire of Krishna is going to be fulfilled by his devotees, that is more important. In Vaikuntha Loka, Vishnu is never surrounded by the devotees. But in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is always surrounded by his intimate associates. That's a big difference. So, majestic level of Vaikuntha and pure love. Pure love, then you have to resort on Krishna, nobody else. But Prabhupada advised us that even though we have Radha Krishna deity, we have to worship with awe and reverence first. We can't go into other bhavas or other relationship. So Shanta. And that is only impossible with Lakshmi Narayan. So even though we have Radha Krishna deities, we are supposed to worship with awe and reverence. Means Shanta Bhava. Neutrality means we have to be very strict in worshipping the Supreme Lord in the form of Lakshmi Narayan. We can't express other bhavas to Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi is the only duly wedded wife of the Lord. One cannot go to Vaikuntha with an aspiration of Madhurya Bhava. That realm is not there. Even fraternity is not there, right? Even parental is not there. Nobody is a parent for Vishnu, right? So Vishnu Trini Rupani has to be understood. Generally, in South India, they know only one Vishnu. Bhagavatam describes three Vishnus. So, one Vishnu is what? Even though they know through the pages, Vishnu has different forms. Sometimes he is lying alone, sometimes he has Anantashesh and is lying in the bed of Anantashesh with Lakshmi, you know, besides him. The massaging his feet or whatever it is. And the third one is a standing Vishnu, you know, in the form of Paramatma and on the lotus. So these distinctions are there. Right? In Chaturvyuha also there are four-handed Vishnus there. And multiple hand is not the original form of the Lord. Sastra Shirsha, Sastra Aksha, Sastra, you know, that of the Virata Rupa. Nobody worships Virata Rupa. It's forbidden because it's a subtotal aggregate of material energy. We don't worship material energy. We worship the Creator. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes this 200 form is the rarest original. So Adi Purusham means the original Swarup must be worshipped. And no other Shastra is contradicting this simultaneous oneness and difference explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is there in the Shastra. But the Acharyas bring out on evolution of the consciousness. Here is the Lord Himself is coming down, and Radha Krishna combined form in the form of a devotee. How would we, you know, put our faith? He is also one of the saints. But those who are aspirants into the following of ISKCON, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Prabhupada brought Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. It is inconceivable, but simultaneously oneness and difference both exist in the Lord. Lord should not be confined into a kind of consistency. He is free, because that is the verdict of the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra. Janmadhyasya yata anvayadi tarascase abhigya swarat. Swarat shabda. Swarat means completely independent of anything. And he is fully cognizant of everything. Nothing is beyond, that Krishna doesn't know. You know? In the matters of love, Radharani beats up Krishna. You know, but he wants to taste. So unless and until Krishna becomes his own devotee, it is not possible. So devotional life, when on a very systematic development of our historical references, that after Ramanuja, Madhva came. Madhva did not concentrate on 400 form at all. Udupi Krishna is 200 form. Rukmini is own deity, right? Guru Vairupa is 400 form. But yet, everybody wants to worship him in the Krishna way. So therefore, this system of worshipping 400 form in two hands is a valid system. But funny thing is that Adi Shankara laid down these rules that one may not be able to understand the intricacies of the pure devotional service. Nonetheless, they are worshipping, you know, they are a kind of devotee. Because their philosophy is that ultimately the Supreme is impersonal. You know? Then why are they worshipping stone? Where is the life? They try to do, but they cannot reconcile because of the limitless philosophical. Therefore, this has to be evolved. Ramanuja, you know, chewed up the tail of the Mayavadis, adhikesha, you know, and similarly Madhvacharya, you know. They don't care. But they entered into tattva-vad, pure dualism. Duality. Atma, Paramatma and Sanatana Dharma was really established by Madhva, you know, of eternal situation.
Sanatana Dharma is also the one which we are following in the concept. It's also Sanatana Dharma.
No, it is meant, you have to see, what is Sanatana? If you examine, Atma is Sanatana, Paramatma is Sanatana, relationship between two is Sanatana. It was there. We are going to regain it, because we forgot when we came into the material life. So, devotional service has an aim to educate back what you have forgotten. This is the ultimate aim. So, we have to understand that Sanatan is confined only to Sanatan nature. That is called Sat aspect of the Absolute Truth. But how would you understand through the Chit aspect? For what purpose? As an Ananda aspect. And these ingredients are there in each and every living entity. But Maya makes them forget. And Maya makes them, you know, struggle in a limited way. But when we see through the development of the philosophical realm of presentation and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented, Prabhupada said, this philosophy, Achintya, nobody can defeat in the whole world. Guaranteed. And we don't see any opposition to that. In Russia, the court case started and they were trying to oppose on the basis of, you know, this Advaita Siddhanta. But they don't know the Advaita Siddhanta was treacherously employed by Britishers, by payment to big, you know, personalities like Dr. Radhakrishnan and all the liberating, Indian leaders, that Gandhi, Vinoba Bhave, and Gangadhar Tilak, and many others. They are on the same line of impersonalism, Mayavan.
So they don't believe in God?
No. Read Gandhi's, Atmagatha, in search of truth, my experiment in search of truth. That is the title, I think. He said, I doubt whether Lord Krishna 5,000 years back was wandering amongst us. I doubt. So, a doubtful soul neither have a peace in this world nor in future. If he admits like that, then what kind of Bhagavad Gita he can teach? So we have to be very, very
careful. There are a lot of instances where Gandhi told that, I read whenever I feel sad or whenever I feel something, I open the Bhagavad Gita and read.
Do you think, is Bhagavad Gita to relieve little sadness because of his desires were not fulfilled? Come on, it is
further than that.
To make his way out, and that perfection is going back home, back to God. But because he used Bhagavad Gita for political purpose, right? What can he do? Prabhupada wrote a letter to Gandhi, please come out, Mahatma. Everything is failing. I heard that somebody is trying to kill you. It is your duty, because you are a student of Bhagavad Gita, please surrender to the Supreme Lord and forget this nationalism. Pull yourself out. It was too late. Gandhi, whether read or not, but the letter was not answered. But Prabhupada had it in his file. So it's like that. Might have obtained in second life an opportunity to render some tangible devotional service. But Mayavadis, they don't serve the Lord. Rather, they want to become the Lord, and the Lord is not a person. So there is no question of any relationship, any interactions. There is no question of the aim of Bhagavad Gita, which is love of Godhead. Arjuna could understand Krishna's love. Love, L-O-V-E, that is the truth. Out of compassion. But that secret is revealed only to those who are not envious. And he declares. So, If a person wants to kill the personality and teach impersonal aspect, do you think it is complete or it's going to bewilder? And most of them are not pure impersonalists. They are Mayavadis, most of them. The whole world is filled with Mayavadis.
Yeah, even God comes in front of them and stands there.
They won't.
Are you really a God? They want them to taste. Right.
Somebody asks, oh, we are Christian, we believe in second coming of Jesus Christ and Prabhupada. Yes, and you will crucify him again. You will crucify him again?
Yeah.
That's what Prabhupada said. Mm.
Guru Maharaj, it's time.
Yeah. Yes, Guru Maharaj.